This is the Resilience Podcast 596, and I'm Cecil Ledesma. It's Sunday, April 30th. To that one soul listening to this, you know you're tired. You're fed up. You're so close to breaking. But there's strength within you, even when you're weak. Keep fighting. Letting go is not forgetting. It is opening your heart and releasing the pain. Moving on with your life does not mean you have forgotten someone you loved. You've got to pour that same love into yourself that you give away so freely. You can't be of service to others if you first aren't a service to yourself. Remember, it takes 21 days to establish a habit and 90 for a new lifestyle. Don't stop now. When you cannot control what's happening, challenge yourself to control the way you respond to what's happening. That's where your power is. Staying positive doesn't mean you have to be happy all the time. It means that even on hard days, you know that there are better ones coming. Nothing is a coincidence. Everything you're experiencing is meant to happen exactly how it's happening. Embrace the lessons and be grateful. Love yourself enough to set boundaries. Your time and energy are precious. You get to choose how you use it. You teach people how to treat you by deciding what you will and won't accept. Be thankful for the struggles that you go through. They make you stronger, wiser, and humble. Don't let them break you. Let them make you. Love yourself first, because that's who you'll be spending the rest of your life with. Maturity is learning to walk away from people, as well as situations that threaten your peace of mind, self-respect, values, morals, and self-worth. You'll never talk to anyone as much as you talk to yourself, so make sure the words you speak to yourself are filled with love and compassion. Don't let someone who did you wrong make you think there's something wrong with you. Don't devalue yourself because they didn't value you. Know your worth, even if they don't. What can you do today to make a future you proud? Your confidence is increasing. You have worked hard to become this person. You are allowed to please yourself instead of everyone else. You are allowed to be nervous, yet still act with courage. You are free to be yourself, again, without the fear of judgment or criticism. You love who you have become because you fought to become that person. You choose the happiness of this moment over the pain of the past. You are in charge of how you feel, and today you are choosing happiness. You deserve to have an amazing life. Instead of holding on to what you could have done, you are taking action to what you can do now. You are here to live, not just exist.
Hey, I'll see you next time, and thank you so much for tuning in. That about wraps it up. But before you jump off, two quick things, actually three. One, I've always wanted to author the conversation on resilience and mental health, because as a very proud Navy father, these topics affect me personally. And as you go about your day, be sensitive and be kind always, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you probably know nothing about. Your life is a gift and it's precious to me. And thank you so much for being a part of this community. And I'm not quite sure how you landed on this podcast. It doesn't matter to me. The fact that we're all in this together and that we can have a conversation is amazing. I feel very honored to be in your ears right now and that you spend a portion of your morning, noon, or night with me. And whether this is the first podcast you've listened to or you've been a loyal listener, I just want to say thank you. And last, please, I would be honored if you checked out my website at cecilledesma.com. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can follow me on Twitter at Cecil Ledesma. Peace.